cliffcentral.com.
Should we bring K2 in here? Let me catch up with this dude. See what he's up to. Bring him in. Let me see the guy. I haven't seen him in a while. He's wearing very gold, very big chains. Come on in here. Sit down, man. Make yourself comfortable. Hello. How are you, dude?
I'm good, bro. How
are
you doing?
Yeah, grab that microphone. Yeah, turn it towards you.
Okay.
Talk into that.
Cool.
How are you, awesome. K2?
I'm good.
K2 became well known to us from reality television. He had a very public relationship with Blue. That's ancient history now.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to go there again. We're not going to go there again, but it's kind of how people know you.
Yeah. I guess so.
And
some people, not everyone.
You were like the most beloved person on television for some time. Everybody was talking about you when you were on Big Brother.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
But they still
things,
love me.
Of course they still love
you.
How are things going for you?
Things are going well, man. You know, I'm living my life like I'm supposed to, you know.
You're making music?
Yes, every day I'm making
music. And how's that going?
The music is going well. I signed a contract about 2 weeks ago, so I'm officially a signed artist.
Very nice. Well,
congratulations
on
that one.
Well done, dude.
So, yeah, shout out to On Point Entertainment. Shout out to Moby Dixon. Shout out to Stone.
Very, very nice.
Another reason to have
the trumpet. Very good work.
Yeah.
I remember the last time we spoke, you were talking about what options you had in TV, what options you had in music, and you were going to take very seriously this career in music. So it's obviously working for you, but these things don't happen overnight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a process, and I mean, I am working on an official album right now, so the sound has changed. There's a lot of new sound, but yeah, it is a process. You don't just become a star overnight, you know. There's people that have been in the game for 10 years and only got their hit like now or last
year.
Some
of them that have been in the game for 10 years and never got anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I'm in it till the end, man.
Now, I remember the last time we spoke, you were very open and honest about what was going on in your life.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
All the women lining up trying to get you when they found out you were single.
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
How many women, ballpark figure here, I mean, we're guys, we can both speak to each other, right? So, ballpark figure, how many women since we last spoke? It's probably been, 6 to 8 months?
How many women I've been with?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
How many of those
you.
Offers have you accepted? Said to them, yeah, I
can't tell you that.
Here's where
kiss,
I'm
I
at.
Kiss and tell.
Okay, give just a ballpark figure to make all the other guys jealous, because we...
What?
Come on. We're allowed to fantasize.
I can't tell you that, because, my numbers are high.
Are they in the upwards of 40? Just blink once if it's upwards of 40. He's not blinking. Okay, blink once if it's more than 100.
No, there's no way.
It's not more than 100. Okay, so we're talking between 40
and
100.
I got to spend some time making music as well, man. Come on, guys.
Oh, 100. Come on, in 6 months, 100.
Look, there's been a few. There's been a few.
Any famous ones? You don't have to mention names.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been some famous ones.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Because you see, when you're on TV, and in your case, you are in a very, it's a very invasive show. They show you sleeping. They show you showering. They show you doing all this stuff.
They so show people, you everything.
People feel like they know you.
Exactly.
And they think that they are part of your life and that you're part of theirs.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and even though that's a long time ago, you're in a world now where you can connect with everybody with a tweet or with an Instagram, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even at that time, although people thought they knew me, they only knew me on TV.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They're still being myself when I'm not on TV. But yeah, my life now is different. You know, everything's so public. Wherever I go, everybody's still recognizing me. You know, everywhere I go, everybody recognizes me. So I try to stay indoors as much as possible and just make music.
So you become a little bit antisocial.
A little bit. I mean, especially after last year, after everything that happened last year, it was a bit of a bumpy ride for me.
Remind everybody what happened, the good and the bad.
Yeah, man. Last year was kind of a challenging year for me because there's a lot of things that I did were new. I got my own place, you know. I'm living by myself now. I pay my own rent. I buy my own groceries.
A lot of people want to know if that money lasted very long.
Which money?
Well, they all think you had lots of money from the show. They all think you got sponsorships.
I didn't get money from the show, but I made money off the show. I'm still making money now. I've got a business that's making money now. So, yeah, man, everything was all about, you know, me making money and securing my future.
Do you think that the idea that you're famous in South Africa, for a lot of people who don't understand this, maybe they're not in that world, they assume that if you're well-known, you have money. It's not true, right?
Yeah, I know where that stems from, though. It's social media. I believe it's social media, especially on Instagram. You know, you get a whole lot of Instagram girls. Like, there's been a couple of girls that have DM'd me, and then I was like, ooh.
you look like you got a good life. Yeah.
So, like, you know, I met up with a couple, and then I've been disappointed a whole lot of times. You know, so
because they put up pictures of how great their life is, but
exactly
when you actually meet them,
yeah, and a lot of public figures do that, and that's what a lot of consumers don't understand. A lot of public figures do that. They claim to live a life that they don't. You know,
they're in terrible debt.
Exactly,
they don't own their house.
Yeah, so they post it like too many times, and you know, they're just like forcing this lifestyle of theirs upon us. It's like they're trying to prove to us that they're living. You know, I don't have a point to prove to anyone that I'm living. I mean, I'm at home. I get girls.
What a life. All right. So tell me who's in your crew? I mean, who you got with you here this morning?
I got a
Come
couple
in here,
people from
three.
The team.
Let me meet you.
I got a couple people
I want to meet
team.
You. Get in here.
Yeah.
Let me meet your people. By the way, are those chains you got on, that's real gold?
Let's not talk about that now.
Oh, so it's not real gold.
Let's not talk about that now.
And that jewel in the one? You're wearing some impressive jewelry, man.
Yeah, okay, yes. I paid some money for some of the jewelry I'm wearing.
Wow. Okay, yeah. These are your crew from On Point Entertainment.
There we go.
Get in front of the microphones, guys. Let me meet you. There's three guys here.
What's good?
Yeah,
what's good? Shout out to Gobi Beast.
What's your name?
My name is Gobi Beast.
Gobi Beast.
Producer.
Yeah. Yeah? Oh, so you're a producer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, pull that microphone.
Yeah, Gobi Beast won the best newcomer on Back to the City.
Oh, nicely
done. Best producer, yeah.
Good work, man.
So you know that we got the best producer in the building right now.
Is this guy good?
Yeah,
K2?
He's very dope.
Huh?
You like working
with him?
Very much. Like, we gel.
And he's not full of himself in the studio. He doesn't waste your time.
He was in the beginning.
Tell me why I shouldn't be, Garrett.
Hey, I don't mind. Exactly. You know, I'm your friend anyway. Yeah. What about you guys? Who are you?
I go by the name of K-Zaga.
That's K-Zaga. K-Zaga won Caspanio versus DJ Challenge at the Philip Orlando.
Nice.
Yeah, so you're in a room full of winners.
Did Casper actually spend some time with you, or did he get the hell out of there as quickly as you'd won?
No, he didn't spend time.
Yeah, of course. It's like, you won and now you can piss off, right?
Exactly.
But you won it, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a DJ.
Yep.
Very good, man. You're doing a lot of gigs. You got a residency anywhere?
I was a resident at La Vienta Lounge.
Okay. Very good.
And then I was a Tux FM mix DJ also. Pretoria.
Okay, yeah. So you're from Pretoria?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm from Rustenburg, but I was based in Pretoria last year.
Okay.
Then I moved. Yeah.
All right. How's that old Tux FM doing? I learned radio there.
Yeah,
well, I taught them radio there.
I did actually spend a lot of time being a mixed DJ there.
Yeah.
A couple of months, though.
Are they nice people?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But look out for K-Zaga, dog. He's still very young and he's doing amazing things already.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Tierman.
All right.
TR is from Medium Points. They just dropped a song featuring Professor Entebbe. So, yeah, man, this is a moving, this is a very moving, well, oiled machine right here that you see.
Is that Professor, like, from Tizozon Professor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's the one. Yeah, yeah, he just dropped it. It debuted about a week, this weekend.
So are you guys all rolling with him at the moment because you're producing this album together, right?
Yeah, but we're a family, man. You know,
that's
we're
nice.
All, we're all part
it's good
of this
to have your
family.
People around.
Yeah. So the team is intact now.
Do you ever, like, stay at his house and drink his drinks and eat his food?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you do, right?
Like, all the time.
It's like, hey, you're paying.
Swimming in his pool.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a pool.
Nice, dude. Well, good for you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. So let's get back to you for a second.
Yeah.
So you're living this life at the moment. You're producing this stuff. But, but you know, like anybody, you can't just be doing one thing in entertainment.
Yes.
You have to be doing more than one thing. So what else are you up to?
I've got a company set up. We service events. So it's called Squad Goals. So what we do is
clever name.
Yeah. If you got an event and you want to book artists at the best prices, we can get them for you.
Give me some names.
Any name that you want, I could probably get. You know, I can.
So you're an event organizer now. You're a promoter.
I'm not promoting. I'm just booking artists. Yeah.
Is there good money in that?
Yeah. Especially with what these artists charge.
They do charge. They charge a fortune.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
someone
yeah.
said to me the other day, Black Coffee quoted them R250,000.
Yeah, well, that's Black Coffee's fee. I mean, he plays at Ibiza. I mean, come on, man.
He's in the stratosphere.
Yeah.
So how far does it go down? I mean, like, if I wanted like a really cheap and nasty DJ for a birthday party or something, what can I get?
Our company has like a benchmark. You know, there's certain gigs that we won't get involved in, and there's certain, you know, I mean, I guess like the cheapest artist we have right now is about $20K.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and then it goes from 20K, and then we got packages, you know, so you can get a full package.
You actually get a whole lineup for a show.
Yeah, you can get yourself like a Moby Dixon or Maloum Cool Cats.
Where's the action these days? I mean, is it in clubs? Is it at festivals? Is it at paid for events? What kinds of things are people going to?
Festivals.
Really?
Yeah, festivals. Festivals are the ones. It's like a party and it doesn't stop, you know? And you can do whatever.
I'm going to ask you something. I went to a festival the other day.
Yeah.
It started at 12 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And at midnight, it just shut down. The whole thing closed down.
Or is it like in a white area?
Everybody just left. Yeah, it was white people.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen at black parties.
No way. We party from 6 to 6.
I have seriously messed up, right?
Yeah.
I should never have gone to that.
Chose the wrong race, man.
All right. So if you have a party, you're saying you don't stop until the last person
Yeah,
leaves.
We don't stop, you know, and we're not limited, especially like location wise. So we do a lot of parties outside of town, and that's the best place, you know, especially because outside of town, that's where you get the most love. That's where a lot of people don't get to see a lot of
celebrities. You're talking about like small towns.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to his horrible place, Rustenburg, for example.
Or pack it up.
I mean, Rustenburg, because they're desperate for entertainment there.
I guess so, but
Johannesburg.
You're not desperate.
Shut up, you are. You're desperate for entertainment. Come on.
Ask them why they came to Joburg then.
Yeah. If Rustenburg's so great, why aren't you there now? Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, K2.
Yeah.
No relationships. No woman permanently in your life since Blue.
No. I'm not ready for that, Gareth. No.
Have you also, because you had such a public relationship, have you decided that even if you did have a girlfriend, you would keep it on the DL? Because it's nobody else's business.
I'm not sure. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. Let's put it like,
you're not worried about public perception?
Yeah, I'm not worried. If I feel like I want to take a picture with the girl that I'm with and post it, I'll do it. If I don't feel like it, I won't do it. So I won't say I have this mindset of like, yo, I'm going to keep every relationship private or I'm going to make it public. It just depends what happens at the time.
How would a bitch get your attention?
Twerk.
Twerking. would she have to tag you on an Instagram video?
She can. She can DM me too, you know, at K2zo. Come on, what's up?
Okay, there we go. What kind of stuff do you post?
I just post like my moments, you know. I just post when I don't know when I want to post or
when there's something fun going on.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I don't over post. I know people just post like all the time,
every day,
anything.
Right? Yeah, and especially now with this this Instagram Live stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's putting nonsense.
Exactly. And to be honest, I'm actually only posting because, you know, my team is telling me that, yo, I need to post for your people. So I'm not really into old pictures.
What? How many followers are we looking at the moment?
At the moment, I'm almost at 40K. So
40K
like,
is not 30, bad.
Yeah,
all right.
30, yeah. I'm not like you. You're on a million.
Am I?
Yeah,
I don't think, not on Instagram. Oh. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm sure you're almost there.
But do you think those numbers matter?
If they're real people.
How do you know?
If you don't buy them.
Oh, Now, have you ever heard of people who have bought their
followers? A lot of people that
Can you name anyone who you've heard for sure has bought their followers? Come on, let's start a little discussion here, because
from a place where you don't throw people under the bus, Gareth, you don't snitch.
I respect that, but I still think you're being a pussy for not telling. And I'm from a place where
I know some people that buy followers. I know a lot of people that buy followers.
Celebrities?
Your favorite celebrities buy followers. I'll give you an example. All you need to do is just check. Like, if they got 1 million followers and they're getting 5 retweets, then you know that they bought most of their followers.
Okay, and how do you go about this if you were to buy, and I know you don't, but there's apps
that you can buy followers on iTunes or whatever. Just say I want to buy followers, and you just load up your account to buy followers.
Do you think that these people get any kind of financial benefit out of these supposed followers? Like, do you think brands sponsor them because of that stuff?
I think it depends how they use their money that invested into buying the followers.
Yeah.
You know, if they have this whole image of how they want the Instagram to be, if they're going to have like high risk pictures all the time and all that stuff and whatnot. And then they can pitch these numbers to companies and stuff. And you know, if they get the likes, I think numbers don't lie. If you get the likes, rather, you can see followers. But if you get the likes, the retweets, I think that's the most important.
Did you guys bring me some music to play, or are we not putting it out yet? It's still in production.
I brought you some.
You brought me some? Yeah. What do you got that on? Got a USB something?
Yeah, I got to send it to you. Right,
bring it on.
But I'll
let me see that.
Yeah. Right,
send it to me in the meantime.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Let me ask you about this living situation.
Yeah.
So you guys are hanging out together.
Yes.
What would be your plan? This is a long weekend coming up. Are you doing any gigs or anything? Is there any booking that you need to fulfill, or are you going to be partying? Are you going to be doing your own thing?
Not this weekend. This weekend we're spending with family. Because it is Easter out of all. Yeah. And then next week, I think we're back on road next week. Yeah, I think I'm doing my feet gang the next week.
So when you say family, are you going to go back to your mom and dad and all the rest of them? Are you going to be
I saw my mom last week. I think the boys might go home. But I'm going to keep the office running. I've got a business, Gareth. I need to keep a business.
Yeah, but
going.
I mean, over the Easter weekend, if you haven't already got work set up for that, that's not going to just happen on Friday, right?
Yeah, well, but the industry that we're in, work comes anytime. You know that.
So you mean someone could call you in an emergency, go, I need a DJ or I need a performer?
Exactly. You know, someone could get dropped and say, look, man, I've got this slot for you.
Have you got powerful friends in this business? Because you know that's important too, right? If you don't know the right people in the entertainment business, then you don't get the bookings, you don't know the artists.
Absolutely.
So who are we talking? I mean, who could you call up on? Who's on your phone? Whose numbers you got on that?
I can call the CEO of Mnet.
That's very good.
I can call Gareth Cliff.
No, please. That's no use. Delete that number. That's point.
I can call Gareth Cliff.
Can you call, let's say Casper. Could you call Casper Nyovest?
I couldn't call Casper, but I can call AKA.
Okay.
Yeah, I could call Ricky Rick.
Okay.
I can call...
What do you make of that whole Mabala noise thing?
That's their business.
No comment.
That's their business. That's for real. That's their business. But in terms of Ricky as a person, I've met him personally. A lot of times he's the coolest guy I know. So I just hope.
Have you ever seen him out with Nomvula Mokonyane?
No.
Because that's what Julius was talking about, right?
Nah.
That was the gossip on the street that she had a Ben 10.
Yeah. So, no, I know that Ricky has a wife and kids. That's what I know. And I know that he's very dedicated to his family.
All right.
So, yeah, man, I can call.
I could call
a couple of people from Parliament. I could call a couple of people that run municipalities.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you need to know those people if you're organizing events.
Yeah, of course. You know,
you need to get the permissions and all that.
I can call some big promoters. I can call actors. I can call songwriters.
Who do you hang out with? Any of these people, your friends, or
No ways. Because, look, I can't hang out with anybody that I've met through the industry or has already been in the industry or whatever, because I know their love is fake.
Yeah,
it's fake. They didn't know me before then, and all of a sudden, when they see me, yo, K2, I mean, come on, man, I tried to greet you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where was that? Where was the love then? So I know the love is fake. There's no way that I'm going to consider, you know, having a best friend that's in the industry, whatever, unless we blow up together.
But what you were just saying now is also true for fans. I mean, they don't know who you were before the TV stuff and all the rest of it. They know you now. So you could be saying the same thing about them.
Well, that's cool. But, you know, I know people who treated me better.
Uh-huh.
Before Big Brother or whatever, and they still treat me the same.
Right.
So I would rather be with those
people. Are your real friends.
Yeah.
Are you in any kind of beef situations with anybody at the moment?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah, no, nah.
Do you know of anyone who really doesn't like you?
I know a lot of people who don't like me.
Can you tell me why they wouldn't like you? You seem to me to be a very upfront, straightforward dude.
I'm K2, man.
But do you think they think you're full of yourself?
Probably because, you know, most of the times I'm the one that leaves the girl that they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn you. I would hate you too if you left with a girl I wanted.
Yeah, and like, I'm fine with that.
I'm
fine with that because it's the life I chose.
What do you think it is about you? I mean, why do you think these women are into you like this?
I think, number one,
yeah?
I think I'm very attractive, Gareth.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think women are attractive.
You guys agree that women find him attractive?
No.
No. All right, your producer says no, and he knows. You reckon that you would get...
Let's not talk about last week, Gobi.
You'd get laid more than him, Gobi Beast?
I'm just kidding. I don't know what women see in guys, honestly. I don't see what they see. They see what they see.
I personally believe that women are just like guys. Guys are attracted to beautiful women. And women are attracted to attractive guys.
Yeah, nobody wants ugly people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you got some girls.
About a guy, his face.
Listen,
his money,
his huge penis, massive dick.
But how do you see it?
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
He told us last time he's got an enormous, it's like a baby's arm.
I don't remember saying that.
You told us.
Big Brother. I saw something tiny on Big Brother.
Oh, did I didn't
I'm
watch
I'm just kidding. I did.
Don't defame them again.
Listen,
do you want to sell records? Spread the word that he's got a huge penis. It'll sell. Now, listen, K2, let's go to some serious stuff for a moment because I've always thought that the three ingredients for a good party are, and this comes to your point about attractive people.
Number one,
good music.
Yes.
Number two, alcohol.
Or, yes.
You know, some kind of way for people to relax and to break the social edge down a little bit. And the third one is attractive people.
Yeah.
If you have those three things at a party, it works.
Then you have the best party.
If
then
you have only two,
talking about your party.
It's still a party, but it's a bit
but
late.
There's something missing.
And if you have one, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So you have to have all three.
I believe so. Yeah, exactly. So I try to keep attractive people around me.
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about these three. I think you should cut these three loose. I think it's time you upgraded. All right.
Oh, good.
What kind of situation are we looking at for you in a year's time? Because now music is going to start to blow up soon for you.
Yeah.
You've got a new album out. What do you want the life that you see for yourself to
like
be?
This has been like being very, very serious. By this time next year, I want to be an award-winning artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Summers?
Everything, Gareth. Everything that's available for me to
Grammys?
Everything that's available to me, I'm going to take. You know, I have no limits. Just because I'm in South Africa doesn't mean I'm limited. You know, I can fly out the country. I can walk anywhere. You know, I can drive anywhere.
Look at Black Coffee. Look what he's doing.
Exactly. So that is my mindset this year. I plan to become an award-winning artist by this time next year.
Let me ask you this, though. This is a very messed up country.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people who, the minute you do well, they get very jealous.
Yeah.
And they call it the tall poppy syndrome. So the moment you are really good at something, other people start taking aim at you.
Yeah.
Does that ever worry you?
Not right now because with how I came into the industry, it was like everything at once, like all eyes on me at once and everything at once. So all these things that you're worried about, that I should be worried about, I feel like I've already experienced.
I'm just paranoid. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm
paranoid on your behalf.
Yeah, I know. I learn from my experiences, Gareth, you know, so I know what to avoid next year once
everything's back.
With all these women, are you using condoms?
Yes, of course.
Got to be careful, no, right? Because like, she will trap you.
Yeah, bro. And yeah. like, I don't just use any condoms. Durex, guys.
Durex.
Yeah.
Extra strong.
No, that's too thick.
Okay, but you use you make sure it's brand new. You don't keep them, because you know if you leave them in the car, listen to this. This is very important. If you leave them in the car, yeah. they deteriorate the quality, and then it could end up with problems. And the next thing you know, the girl's pregnant.
I don't know about you, but if I buy condoms, they don't like sit for a while.
Yeah, okay, because you use them straight away.
There's no point in buying something if you're
Thanks,
not going
to
use it.
You just put me down. All the love I give you, you just reminded people
just
I'm not
saying,
getting laid.
I don't Thank know you. That because
such a gentleman. Fuck you. Have you ever had a pregnancy scare? Has a woman called you up and said, "Hey, listen, baby, you know we were together a couple of weeks ago. I knew." You knew, we were all agreed, it was just for fun, but I got bad news.
No, I haven't.
Promise me?
Yeah, I promise.
You don't have children somewhere that you're not telling us about?
I don't know. I don't have children that I know about.
But they might be.
I doubt it.
Do you sit at the phone on Father's Day and you're nervous?
No, bro. Look, I always use protection, so...
Always use protection.
Always use protection.
Do you sometimes get nervous about the fact that these girls know where you live?
That's why I'm careful about who I take to my place.
But you don't know. She could be crazy.
Yeah, you need
to... I know.
But like...
Have you never had a crazy girl? Come on.
But you're right, huh?
Psycho.
Sometimes, okay.
Women are like this with men, too. There are a lot of crazy men in the world. Women go, I don't know if I want him at my house.
And it depends what time you bring them. So, like, bring them, like, late so they don't remember how to get to your house.
Just blindfold them in the back seat.
Yeah. And
what's that, Gobi? What did you say?
Security guards at the
Security
gate.
Guards at the gate.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Like, yo, man. Yeah, they call me first before they let anyone in. So, yes, I'm like, okay, now.
That's useful.
I'm not expecting her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there's nothing she can do.
Do you have a group, a WhatsApp list? For those lonely nights.
Can I show you something?
Show me your list.
You think I'm lying.
Let me see this. No, I don't think you're lying. That's why I asked.
Look at my contact. Like, I couldn't keep up at one point. So I created.
Give me that phone. Give me that phone.
Look,
I created
like a number system.
Yeah, I want to see it.
For all
are these the women? Are they actually
it's
numbered?
It's like a number system.
God, look at this. He's just got here number 46.
And, shout out to 46,
then,
yeah.
And then her number. This is amazing. Number 46. It goes up to answer my question from earlier, it goes up to 73.
I haven't updated that list in a while.
You got some numbers, dude. There. Wow.
I haven't updated that list in a while, though.
This phone gets a lot of work. How long does your battery last? Like 3 hours?
I gotta charge
it's burning
in the car.
Up the whole time.
Oh, I gotta charge in the car.
Have you got notifications on all of your social media? Do you get those popping up the whole time?
Yes, that's why I have to switch some of them off because some of them it's just
gets too, embarrassing.
Yeah, like you just sit there and your phone is just lighting up. So yeah.
How much time in the studio, Gobi? I need to talk to you about this. How much time in the studio do you guys spend actually recording?
He's a bully in the studio.
Explain.
He's like, even when you're not feeling like working, he's going to drag you like, yo, let's go work.
But that's good, right?
So good. It is good. Sometimes, like, one of the hits that we have, like, I got forced to go to the studio and then we came up with a very good hit. But sometimes I don't like to force creativity, you know? Like, I want to be in the mood to make music. Like, sometimes I just want to take a week off without going to the studio. And then when I go to the studio, it's just, like, I just
create
magic.
There's no sleep until we make it. There's no way anyone's going to take a week off.
See, we have different philosophies.
That is too long.
Yeah, but K2's right. I mean, like, if you want to be the best, you've got to work 24/7.
You can't take a holiday until the work is over.
But you don't want to force creativity at the same time.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
He's marrying your...
We're both right.
Yeah, he's marrying your drive with his.
You telling me
genius.
About Easter? I've got awards to it. Easter's next year again.
But you're a religious man. You're going to go to church.
I can pray.
You're going to pray at home or in the studio, right?
Yeah, look, again,
Jesus
I'm not.
Jesus has been dead for 2,000 years. Yeah, he'll be okay.
Look, I don't.
I'm not that guy who'd be like, yo, man, go to church, are you signing anything? Look, I have a relationship with my God, but I don't go to church. And that's a personal choice because, I don't know, I feel like I'm too young for that, or I don't know. But I do keep a relationship with my God, you know, with my higher power, because I need to be in touch with some sort of higher being.
A lot of guys who are in music, there's a lot of temptation out there. I'm not even talking about the girls now. I'm saying that you get invited to parties, you get free drinks everywhere you go.
Yes.
People offer you drugs.
Yes.
It's a very exciting life.
It's a fast-paced life.
A lot of people get pulled into that, and then they can't get out. I mean, have you indulged? Have you had experiences? Have you said to yourself sometimes, I feel like treating myself this weekend. I'm just going to do whatever happens and have some fun. And
yeah, I've indulged and got like super wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple
But you don't
times.
Do any drugs?
No. Wait, recreational maybe?
Yeah. What kind? What are we talking
about? I'm talking recreational weed. I smoke a lot of weed.
And aren't you pleased that they almost have almost got it legal now?
Yeah. But to us, it's legal, man.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you want to have the day arrive where nobody gets arrested for possession? It's a stupid thing to arrest people for.
Exactly. Especially when you see you're not selling it. You know, they can see like, yo, this guy's not selling it. He just wants to smoke it. But yeah, I'm okay with just laying in the cup, have my weed, and be like, yo, officer, take it. I'll go get some more.
Yeah, right. You can get some more.
Yeah, I don't want to argue with them. I'm not trying to sleep in a cell.
Have the police ever given you shit?
Yeah, I remember before Big Brother and stuff, you know, like I've been like incarcerated for the possession of marijuana. Nah, I just spent a night. But yeah, it wasn't nice. I was in Cape Town.
While you were in for a whole night, did you join a gang?
Got a tattoo.
Let me tell you, bro. Like it was not nice. I was in Cape Town. It was like in the city center.
Yeah.
I was in jail with some delinquents.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some troublemakers. But yeah, man, I spent the night there. Shout out to moms. Moms came to bail me out. Shout out to you.
How much did it cost to bail you out?
$100.
Okay, that's not so bad. Yeah. What were you arrested for?
Possession of marijuana.
Okay. No public indecency or any of that stuff.
No
violence.
No. Like, dude, I'm,
you're,
no.
Not a, you're a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly. Right. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
You want to do more TV?
Yeah, I do actually. I do have plans.
What kind? You gonna let those cameras into your life again?
Absolutely.
You don't mind that, huh?
No, I'm ready for that now. I think people deserve to see my life now. They deserve it.
What kind of stuff would you want to show them, and what stuff would you want to keep?
I want
private?
To show
you
them.
You got
to
keep a little bit of you.
I want to show them exactly who K2 is. You know who K2 wants to be. Like I feel like I was forced to to be like in this little space, and now I'm free.
You're breaking out.
Yeah, now I'm breaking out. So I do whatever I want, whenever I want to, and I don't mind people seeing that. And I want people to see that.
Are you political?
No. But I don't like what's happening to our country. You can't like
but
avoid
that. But you're not, you wouldn't do, if a political party asked you to do what AKA does for the ANC, for example.
If the check is right.
Yeah.
Money talks, Gareth. You know, sure. you can't like say, like, oh, nah, man, my political affiliations.
That's what these,
and these are people don't understand. I'm telling you, AKA is doing it for the check.
These socialists, they don't understand. They don't understand.
They were not there fighting for the struggle. They don't care. They famous.
Yeah, and if someone's dumb enough to think that AKA really cares about that, then they're the idiot.
I believe so, too. Like, honestly, I mean, that's the truth. You know, I could get some backlash about that, but come on, man. Dude's doing it for the check.
What if if it was you and the president, who would get more pussy?
Well, the president pops bottles.
All right. Out of you and the president... And if black coffee weren't a taken man,
oh okay,
who of the three of you would get more pussy?
Well,
I believe it would be myself, you know, I think the women will see like longevity.
You young,
years,
yeah, right.
Stamina.
You looking after yourself though? I mean,
a good picture,
dude? Do you eat properly? Go to gym? All that stuff?
I try to do all those things, but like my mind is just in studio all the time.
Yeah, but you can't be in there 24/7. You'll go crazy.
Yeah, well, sometimes I get hungry, you know, when I get the munchies, I gotta eat.
And then you eat shitty stuff like takeaways.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with nuggets and wings and all that sort of shit. And you're eating. You should be eating healthy food.
I hate McDonald's, though.
You hate McDonald's?
I hate McDonald's.
All right, well, that's such a pity. The McDonald's managing director's right outside was going to give you an endorsement.
Okay, McDonald's is like the best company in the world, guys.
I'm kidding. No, they're not.
I don't like McDonald's, man.
Right, is there a reason you just don't like the taste, or does it make you fat?
I think I ate it too much when I was a kid.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I'm just over it. You know, there's stuff that I didn't like when I was young. Like, I didn't like spinach, but now I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You develop different tastes at different stages for different stuff. Yeah. All right. Now tell me, these guys, are you going to keep them hanging on for a while? Are they costing you money in the meantime?
The guys are with me until everything is over.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Until we enjoy our rides. It'll be like, hey, Zaka, it's been a good 10 years, my G. Yeah. You know, Gobi, it's been a good 10 years.
You've known him since he was 9?
No, I'm saying like...
Oh, you're going to keep him around?
Yeah, we're gonna keep going.
Keep him around for 10 years.
We're going to keep going. No, this is a very long-term project that we're on right now.
Who's adding the most value at this stage? Gobi?
All of us.
I don't like this collective responsibility. Shit, come on. if you had to weigh them up, who's making the biggest contribution right now? Get the other two working harder.
The producers. We got TR and Kobe. They're putting in the most work right now.
It's okay, Zaka, you gotta up your game, man. Make yourself useful.
I'm gonna drop soon, so
Zaka's got heat coming.
You ready?
No, he's got some.
All right, well, listen, K2, it's good to see you as always. It's always a pleasure to catch up. You're one of my favorite guests to bring in here because you talk about everything.
Yeah,
you put your life out there, you share your stories with everybody.
That's what they want, right?
Well, I think it's also what you want, if you're honest.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I chose to become a public figure.
Yeah.
So why not be public?
You don't dislike it.
Yeah, I just won't pee in public. You know,
you don't pee in public.
Things you don't do in public, you know.
Yeah, have you seen these guys who just pull their cars up on the side of the road and they start peeing right there?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it's real, Gareth. I mean, you've done it before. Come on. Come on.
Side of the road.
Come on, bro. You can't be that white.
Can you imagine if I got out of my car and started peeing? You don't think there'd be a picture in some news feed by tomorrow?
Gareth Cliff pees on the side of
M1. Especially when they saw how small my penis was. It'd be very embarrassing.
Maybe they didn't take a picture because they didn't see it. I'm just joking.
Well, that's what happened. Hey, listen, speaking coming from one person who's been on television with no clothes on. All right, listen, you lot. It's good to catch up with you guys. I can't wait for the new album. I haven't got the song yet, so I don't know what you were doing.
Okay, cool. Then maybe it's a sign. Then it's not time.
Well,
we're gonna drop it soon, though. We're not worried about people not hearing it.
Hang on a second. Hang on, I got something here. Oh, is this it?
There we go. Yeah.
All right, what's this called?
This is called "My Bebeza Don't Call When I'm With My Main."
Nice. That's also a message to all those ladies. Just make sure you're listening. Thank you, guys. Very good. K2, nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll catch up again soon, right?
Thank you, Gareth. Yeah, thank you to everybody. Inside. Thank you for the love. And shout out to all my fans. Shout out to Squad Gold. Shout out to everybody. CliffCentral.com.